Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. It's primary election day in Minnesota. Secretary of State Steve Simon.
It's a really good dress rehearsal for the general election. It's an opportunity for all the election judges and the administrators to get together to administer, obviously, a real and important election. But we all know that the sort of crush of work and responsibility will be even greater just a few weeks from now in the general election.
Polls are open in most places until 8 this evening. Michael Broadkorb, former deputy chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, has announced his endorsement for the Walz-Harris ticket. In an op-ed, Broadkorb says he will be voting for the Democratic ticket, stating that the election is, quote, about defending the values that first drew me to the Republican Party, ensuring that those values, such as defending the Constitution instead of suspending it, have a place in our country's future. He continued by saying that Vice President Kamala Harris is, quote, qualified, capable, and committed to America's interests, and that it's, quote, in Governor Tim Walz's political DNA to unite people. The Minnesota State Patrol has confirmed Trooper Ryan Londrigan, previously charged with second-degree murder and the fatal shooting of Ricky Cobb II, will be back on the job. Cobb was shot and killed on I-94 June 31, 2023, after troopers pulled him over and he began to drive away. Londrigan was cleared of his charges this June and is once again eligible for patrol. Officials say he'll be stationed in the West Metro District in Golden Valley after completing additional training. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting a wild winter this year. Editor Sandy Duncan says they're describing it as a wet whirlwind.
It's going to be a lot of back-and-back storms that are going to bring a lot of snow, a lot of rain. But for your neck of the woods, I think it's going to be an overall cold winter with average snowfall. The interesting thing is the whirlwind comes into play, and there's a lot of storms that blow in January and the beginning of February.
Duncan says they created the forecast using an established weather prediction formula and factored in the effects of La Nina. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is looking for what the public thinks the coolest thing made in Minnesota is by Thursday. Spokesperson Jennifer Byers says any product manufactured in the state is eligible for nomination, and there's plenty to choose from.
The pacemaker by Medtronic, Starkey Hearing Aids, pharmaceutical companies. We have great recreational vehicles. Think about Polaris, Winnebago, Articat.
Once nominations are closed, the public will vote on head-to-head matchups in 5 rounds until the winner is announced at the 2024 Manufacturers Summit. Nominations and voting can be found on CoolestThingMN.com. Some eagle-eyed Minnesotans may soon notice a difference in the State Patrol's logo. The agency is debuting a new logo design this week. The old logo featured the version of the Minnesota State Seal that was retired earlier this year. The new logo features the Mississippi River surrounded by Norway pines under the North Star. After being demolished by flooding that caused a southern Minnesota dam to fail, the Rapidan Dam store is on the move to reopen in Mankato into a building formerly known as the Wagon Wheel Cafe. This is MNN.